Hello and welcome to our podcast. My name is Elijah Mather and with me is
Jacob Wogan. Today's episode is titled Bringing Light into the Darkness, and we are
this is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the maker, I'm emeritus. Tell me something, you motherfucker can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen.
The Hip Hop Burrito. The Hip Hop Burrito is the inside and unfolding of present-day hip-hop.
And pretty much what we want to provide is the positive side and upbringing of hip-hop and its artists, because we believe that most of society tends to think of it as negative exposure to today's adolescents, in hopes of shifting these stereotypical assumptions and opinions.
Yes, Jacob, but first, to begin this whole process, to kind of ease everyone into what we're discussing, let's talk about our first and foremost unexplainable segment of the day, which is Dummy of the Day. So, our Dummy of the Day, what do you got to share with everyone, Jacob?
Gonna be honest with you, I do not know. I haven't been on social media recently, so I do not know what's going on recently. Do you have someone in mind?
I definitely have someone in mind, and that special someone is Smoke Perp. He has rewarded our Dummy of the Day.
What do you do?
Well, why don't you guys just tune in and listen to this video yourself.
Hey, bitch, this is Smoke Perp. We at Coachella. As you can see, we in the palace. And mistakenly, I bought this S550 yesterday, right?
Oh, man.
I goddamn crashed it. Guess what I did? I bought a motherfucking new one, bitch! And you see that over there? You see that? That's mine too, bitch. And you see this AP? Fuck this AP! Bitch!
Why?
Rich nigga shit.
I just smashed my AP, bro. What the fuck? Why do that?
Yeah, I don't know. Why did he do it?
I don't know. Unexplainable, if you ask me.
Unexplainable. So, to wrap up our Dummy of the Day, what do you think about that, Jacob? Crashing a brand new Mercedes-Benz the day before, after buying it, and then just buying a new one, and then, you know, flexing it on social media, then crushing his brand new AP wrist on the ground. I mean,
it's
I don't
surreal.
Have any words for that.
It is surreal. Today, all I did was work and go to class.
Yeah, same.
I cannot imagine crashing my car, going to a dealership and buying a brand new car after crashing it. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's just, how much did that car cost, you know?
Oh, man. Well, he bought two of them. Paid two for one.
It's so ridiculous.
There you have it. That's our Dummy of the Day, Mr. Smoke Perp.
But, you know what I have been keeping up with, though, is news, which actually can transition into our next topic, hip-hop headlines.
All right, well, hip-hop headlines, here we go, baby.
Here's the most interesting headline I read. YNW Melly from Florida is actually facing the possible death penalty for some murders. Did you get to read about this, hear about this?
Yeah, actually, I heard a lot about it. YNW Melly, he's actually been charged with a double murder case of two of his best friends. And it looks like he was hiding the murders the whole time. But cops found viable evidence within his Snapchat, finding messages between him and his partner in the crime. And yeah, just terrible. This is a terrible look for the industry.
Yep.
A terrible look for YNW Melly himself. I mean, he could be facing the death penalty because it's legal there in Florida. So.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just stuff you hate to see. He's been a real up and coming rapper recently, and
my mind almost just went
terrible.
Viral.
Terrible for young people to see this. You know, a lot of people probably looked up to him, felt his music, but
did you hear how it happened? Apparently, he shot his two best friends in the backseat of his own car.
Yeah,
and was driving around until he could think of a possible excuse, an alibi, if you will. And pretty much after investigation, cops found it impossible for it to be a drive-by, but rather YNW Melly himself shooting his own best friend.
Yeah, staged the drive-by. And to do that to your own friends, that's, I mean, I can't imagine even thinking about harming my own friends, you know, let alone after coming up to fame and fortune like that with my friends.
Apparently, he did it for the fame and for the fortune. Apparently, that's what they're claiming, at least for the police investigation itself.
Yeah, terrible look. But, you know, aside from the negativity, there's been also some very positive things to happen recently. As we all know, last weekend was Easter Sunday. And hip-hop icon Kanye West actually held a Sunday service.
I saw that at Coachella.
Mm-hmm. So
that was really cool.
He premiered his new song, Water. And, you know, he was really positive in shining the light in the Easter holiday. Yeah. So that's a great look. Yeah. For the industry, that's very positive. Kanye obviously has a huge supporting base, so for something like this for rappers to do, it's great for the industry. It's a good look. It's something that I think more of them need to do as a whole. And
Like representing a faith that's pretty positive, especially like for a young audience that Kanye West brings in, and old audience, it's positive to bring like our own cultural and religious beliefs, and which will practically just be positive.
I think one thing that this helps is that you know, if people can keep shining their faith and showing their faith, expressing it, this will help motivate younger artists and up-and-coming artists to you know, express themselves, express their faiths, express positivity within their music. Mm-hmm. And you know, the world will give back what they give out to it. So
just help improve the industry, hip hop industry alone.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It was pretty much just a worship service. Did you get to see the video?
I actually did see the video. Here, let's take a closer look at it.
You're the only power that can save this world today. You're the only power. It's really cool.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool.
He had a whole choir of adolescents. They're all shining positivity, and to see things broadcasted like this, it's a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah. Well, obviously, the coolest thing behind it is just the meaning behind the lyrics. I know we only showed a small clip, but it just goes off like a long way.
Yeah, exactly.
For example, our next topic. The unfolding lyrics. We know this podcast is about present day hip hop, but honestly, we just gotta give a quick shout out to some legends out there and projects like Miss Lauryn Hill's debut album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, and how uplifting that album really is, and
amazing.
It changed culture, really. So many different versions and remixes of songs within that album. It's ridiculous. I think it's on its 20th anniversary last August, which is really cool. Just the overall impact that albums like that can have on a industry, really. And also, obviously, I want to give a quick shout out to A Tribe Called Quest. Man, their project, The Low End Theory, and how it just discusses unity within the community and treating each other with respect. Just got to give a quick shout out to those legends out there.
Yeah.
Man, they really changed everything.
Yeah, they definitely need their respect. And also, along with today's role models and today's hip-hop icons, I got to give a shout out to my man J. Cole. He's definitely got to be one of the realest artists out there, I'd probably say. All his songs have meaning behind them, each verse, each word, the way he perceives his songs in his listeners' ears. It's really an amazing thing, and the positivity he tries to shine on the industry also as a whole. It's something that I think the industry needs more of, and let's take a quick moment to dive into one of J. Cole's songs. And that song being No Role Models by J. Cole. And this just isn't any old song by J. Cole. It's actually one of his first songs off of 2014, Forest Hills Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And it has great meaning behind it. Jacob has a little more further insight on it. Jacob, what do you got?
Yeah, first, I just want to just hit on how important that whole album is. He hits on just so many different topics within one album. Literally, it's ridiculous how much he dives into. January 28th, Wet Dreams, 03 Adolescence, The Tale of Two Cities, Fire Squad, Saint Tropez, GOMD, No Role Models, Hello, Apparently Love Yours, Note to Self. It's just so many different topics. Talking about his own birth, talking about growing up, talking about his tale of being in two different cities, trying to figure out like where he grew up, where he was born, and trying to figure out where he's living now. Talked about No Role Models, and obviously I'm going to be hitting on that, which is pretty much, as the title implies, the lack of role models that J. Cole had growing up. But obviously he implies this like more of a broader sense than just himself being deprived of having a father figure. He did not have a father at home growing up. He recently has gotten tied up with his father and reaching out to him recently, which has been really cool. He actually attacks kind of Hollywood itself for its focus on, as most rappers would put it, fake people, especially when it comes to women. For example, the chorus of the song is about a woman who, quote, does not want to be saved. This is pertaining to the type of ladies who are caught up in the Hollywood lifestyle that he perceives as superficial, in a sense. And pretty much what he just talks about is growing up in Los Angeles as a B-list celebrity, as he says, and the types of women that he interacts with. It talks about a lot about just how he was growing up in an early age where apparently he wouldn't have had more preferred these types of women, but like growing up in Hollywood and growing up as a hip-hop artist, as a B-list celebrity, he's meeting all types of women like this. He even talks about in the bridge in the song, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, can't put the blame on you, fool me three times, F the peace sign. He pretty much just explains the classic saying, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. So to say this, pretty much he's just talking about how he does not want to be fooled, but he does talk about how he has been fooled in the past. But he says that he will not be fooled in the future. Here he just seems to be implying that he was like them. He was once like them before he learned his own song's lesson, that they do not want to be saved.
So yeah, that's basically a big reason why J. Cole has the reputation he does, because he's so great at putting these messages across and showing his past experiences and basically turning it into music. It's an amazing thing. I think that it's something that the rest of the industry needs. It needs to be more common. But yeah. And
definitely agree. There's a reason that he gets the fame that he does. I mean,
oh yeah,
like he reached number 36 on the Billboard Hot 100, making it his highest charting single.
Yeah.
Ever. And it's just going to be running through the people's minds that are listening to the song.
Yeah.
Like hear people singing all the time.
Yeah, but speaking of people's minds, Jacob, what's on your mind right now? You got any weight on your shoulders you'd like to get off right now?
Yeah, definitely. Just the how hip hop has such a negative connotation, how it has just been driven behind the incarceration and deaths of many artists within the industry, yeah. And how it's just impact, its impact has on people. It's a lot.
Crazy, crazy, crazy big impact on people, and I truly believe that this industry has a declining connotation on it, and this is something that I think needs to be reversed, not only for the well-being of, you know, the fans, but also the well-being of the people involved in the industry. Yeah. And because
they think that they have to do and perform all these things just to get some cred, get their name out there.
Yeah, it's a terrible thing.
Like NBA YoungBoy getting arrested. Man, and why, and W. Melly, as we were talking about before, on trial for murder and possible death penalty. It's ridiculous. This is what is making the hip hop industry seem as negative to people outside that are looking in, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and a great example I'd like to share with everyone is everyone's been informed on the recent death of famous artist Nipsey Hussle, and one thing that really angers me about the whole situation is that there hasn't been more light shined on Nipsey for all the positive things he did within his community, you know. Mm-hmm. As you all know, he gave back to people in his community, helped children with school supplies, gave them presents, you know, fed families. He's done so many things charity related, and it's terrible to see this all now coming up for the most part, people being informed about it now after his death. I believe these are things that need to be reported immediately so that other rappers and other artists in the industry can see these things and, you know, get more involved rather than have this negative stigma all around the industry. You know what I mean? Because if these terrible things keep happening, these terrible things just are the only things reported, you know, it's going to take a toll on the industry, and I feel like it's at a decline right now just because of these terrible things like this happening.
Something that kind of frustrates me is how there are rappers like Nipsey Hussle who were and who were gang related, who were out there doing everyone that perceives rap as negative, like what they perceive rappers doing.
Yeah.
But then later in his career, how he changed everything around, he's doing everything for the community, for the better, and honestly, he was not well known.
Yeah.
And I feel like if there were more rappers like Nipsey Hussle that are providing for the community, not a lot of them are being known. Not a lot of them are having their voices heard, because what people like to hear about are young African-American rappers who are doing, like, the bad, who are doing what a lot of people perceive as just classic rap artists things. Thug things.
Yeah, exactly.
But after, like, his murder, it sucks that, like, a man like that dies, but like, at least we get to hear about a positive hip-hop artist and how he's been striving recently.
Yeah. And it's honestly crazy to see, you know, all the support Nipsey's been receiving from various other people, celebrities, you know, like LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, you know, all these athletes, they're paying their dues to Nipsey Hussle just for these positive things that he's been doing. You know, how he really, like, aimed to help people, not just really was all about the fame and fortune and all about himself, you know, doing drugs, doing all these terrible things that most people only hear about. But, yeah, and another thing that really irks me, something else that's just been weighing down on my shoulders is regarding this situation, actually, is Kodak Black. And, you know, Kodak, I love Kodak. Kodak Black is, he's been a great rapper. He's got a very unique sound. But recently he commented that he would like to have intercourse with Nipsey's wife after a year to give her time to grieve on her loss. And, you know, I lose a lot of respect for something like that. I mean, I don't know how you can do that, especially from someone else that's in the industry just as himself, you know. I mean, I really just don't get it. I don't know how you can be so...
just crossing obvious boundaries.
Yeah, it's just heartless. It's a heartless thing to do. It's a terrible look, yet again, for the industry. Terrible look for himself. And Kodak's also been removed from various radio stations. They don't even air his music anymore just because of this act. And, yeah, I mean, these negative stigmas, they do not have a positive impact on the industry or the artists themselves. I mean, I think they need to start doing more things as Nipsey did, you know, shining the positivity.
Yeah, I mean, doing we can see through history, like J. Cole, through Kendrick Lamar, through Nipsey, that hip-hop can have a positive impact.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we just need to keep working on providing that positivity.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I'm feeling a few pounds lighter right now. Jacob, how you feeling?
I'm feeling a lot better too as well.
Well, now that we got that out of the way, how about we hand it over to our viewers here? You guys can share hashtag the
hip-hop
burrito. So ask us any questions you'd like to ask. Just throw in the hashtag the hip-hop burrito and give us a moment here while we gather some questions. All right, and we're back, and that leads us on to our Q&A segment. So here we go. We are back, and that leads us to our first question, which is from someone named Connor from Columbus, Ohio. And Connor asked us, who do you guys believe will be the most positive rapper in 2019? What do you think, Jacob?
Honestly, I hope to say J. Cole or Kendrick, but I don't even know if they're going to drop an album this year.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, someone that I'm thinking of right now definitely would have to be Ski Mask, the Slump God. As many of you guys may know, he suffered the loss of his friend and other artist, XXXTentacion, late last year. And XXXTentacion also owned a charity. And this foundation was aiming to help less fortunate families in Florida and pretty much just give back to the whole state.
Correct me if I'm wrong, he died on his way attending one of the events for that.
Yeah. The day before, actually, he died. Was gunned down. And Ski Mask actually reached out to the charity and decided to take over all the efforts of it and fund it as well. And to me, that speaks to high measures. I believe that's something that we should see more of from rappers, not just because of deaths, but just because they should want to give back with all the money that they do have. Ski Mask is really pushing his efforts to shine the positivity that his friend X did before he died. And I think it was a really big wake-up call for him, and I think he will do some tremendous things this year.
Yeah, so it's something that you don't really think about. You look at artists and you look at their lyrics and their songs, and like J. Cole, we were talking about J. Cole earlier, how his lyrics are positive and what he's talking about, and how we were talking about Miss Lauryn Hill, and like we think of their lyrics, we think about what they say, but what we don't think about are their actions. And like you said, like Ski Mask is known as rapping about negative things. But like in like the real world, he's contributing and to charities and
He's doing positive things for the world, and that's the problem. That's a terrible stigma that many people have on the rap industry, on hip hop as a whole. That some songs, they might perceive bad things or say some curse words or whatever, but that doesn't define these artists as who they are and what they aim to do in life, There's rappers like Ski Mask, the Slump God, XXXTentacion, J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, all these rappers, they're doing positive things in their own ways, and everyone's different, but these people are really actually putting forth efforts to make this world a better place, I believe, and I think we're going to see more of that in recent efforts. So.
Yeah. Not to cut you off, but we've got a tweet from Adiara Richardson from Columbus, Ohio. He tweets, hashtag the hip hop burrito. What are you guys most looking forward to album-wise in 2019? I don't know about you, Elijah, but I have to go with Chance the Rapper. He recently tweeted that there will be an album dropping in July, and I have not been as excited for an album like this.
Yeah. No, definitely me too. I cannot wait. I love Chance the Rapper. I love what he does. He's also a big guy that's into charities, giving back to the community, back to society.
Chicago, the social work, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's done a ton, and as many people know, Chicago is a place where there's a lot of negativity going on in the streets, a lot of crime, and he's aiming to make that place a better place for everyone.
Yeah, for sure. It's great.
So,
like music wise, the man is super talented.
Yeah, amazing.
Started
his senior year, right?
Yeah, 10 day. Yeah, got suspended his senior year and created an album.
Yeah,
since the first time he's rapped, he's so good. So Acid Rap, 10 day. And his most recent, Coloring Book.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
What an album.
Amazing.
It has subtle hints of acid rap while conforming to his, how he grew up to Kirk Franklin and some other gospel singers, and kind of not losing either side, but making it together. Oh, his sound is so good. So I'm excited to see, what he has next.
Yeah, definitely.
It's gonna be really good. It's gonna be really good. So it's probably the number one album I'm anticipating for 2019. Probably.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to that. There's a bunch of other rappers that have announced release dates or released that they have a new project coming out this year, and I think it's gonna be a big year. Big year for positivity. Big year for the industry, and just gonna be great music coming out. Yeah. So lots to look forward to. All right, and this concludes us to our last segment of the day, being hot takes. So, Jacob, let us all know what your hot take of the day is. All
right, I got two hot takes.
All right, let's hear them.
All right, number one, it's probably been seen by now with Taco Fall, but I'm gonna make the hot take that sport goggles are coming back. They're coming back.
Sport goggles.
Yeah, you remember Kareem?
Oh yeah. Sport goggles. Yeah.
Taco Fall. Those sports goggles, those are making a comeback. That's number one.
They're a great look.
Number two, the milkman industry, the milkman profession.
Oh, yeah.
That's also making a comeback.
You think there's going to be milk trucks coming back?
Oh, yeah. I for sure see that coming.
How about here on campus here at Ohio State? You think there's going to be milk trucks driving around? I think there
will be multiple milkmans, multiple milk trucks driving around on campus. Yes, I believe that profession is making a comeback.
Yeah, well, we'd have some healthy bones here at OSU, so
for sure, a lot of kids.
Let's hope Jacob's right on that hot take there. But that's about all we got for you.
Thank you for
tuning in seriously to the Hip Hop Burrito. We hope you all took a good bite of it, We hope you can unfold and digest about everything that we did today. So thank you all, and have an amazing hip-hop-filled night.